It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback, taking us back on a Tuesday. 50 years and a day.
1975.
It's been 50 years and a day since October 13th, 1975. The first time there at the Cheatham Street Warehouse in San Marcos, taking the stage, the Ace and the whole band. Originally, the band was called Stony Ridge, and it was comprised of college students who attended Southwest Texas State University, now known as Texas State University. Go Bobcats. But Stony Ridge played a couple of gigs around the area for about a year and a half, just a college band. And after two band members graduated in 75, the group was looking for a new lead singer. In fact, the original lead singer, Jay Dominguez, left the group after his graduation in 75 and went on to do his thing. So they needed somebody new, and they posted bulletins all around the SWT campus. And before long, an ag sciences student named George Strait answered the call, and the rest is history. Three Stony Ridge originals there teamed up with a new drummer, and they started playing under the new name, Ace and the Whole Band. And perhaps their most frequent venue was right there, where they played 50 years ago last night, Cheatham Street Warehouse, only about a mile and a half away from the campus there at Texas State, where they played for the first time, as we said. And they played many, many years. In fact, almost every week until George got a Nashville record contract in the early 80s. And it was actually the owner of Cheatham Street, Kent Finley, that gave George Strait his first ever ride to Nashville.
Wow.
So congratulations, King George and the Ace and the whole band. 50 years and one day, and 60 number ones later. George Strait, still the king.
You got to have an ace.